The Phantom Rickshaw by Rudyard Kipling. Narrated by Robin Nixon. May no ill dreams disturb my rest, nor powers of darkness me molest. Evening Hymn. One of the few advantages that India has over England is a great nobility. After 5 years' service, a man is directly or indirectly acquainted with the 200 or 300 civilians in his province, all the messes of 10 or 12 regiments and batteries, and some 1,500 other people of the non-official caste. In 10 years, his knowledge should be doubled, and at the end of 20, he knows or knows something about every Englishman in the empire, and may travel anywhere and everywhere without paying hotel bills. Globetrotters who expect entertainment as a right have, even within my memory, blunted this open-heartedness. But nonetheless today, if you belong to the inner circle and are neither a bear nor a black sheep, all houses are open to you, and our small world is very, very kind and helpful. Rickett of Carmarthen stayed with Polder of Cumaine some 15 years ago. He meant to stay 2 nights, but was knocked down by rheumatic fever, and for 6 weeks disorganised Polder's establishment, stopped Polder's work, and nearly died in Polder's bedroom.